Well, Tony, delighted you could join us, and we're looking forward to the start of the National League. I know that Derry have played two competitions so far, the Ofi Cup and the McKenna Cup, and have quite a few games under your belts, but it's down to real business tomorrow, isn't it, at the start of the league?
Yes, Tom, it is the start of the real business Sunday. Massive game for both counties. Yes, with good preparation in the pre-season competitions, with five games in the McKenna Cup, with a game against Tyrone in the Ofi Cup, so they were very worthwhile games for us. On just the downside, unfortunately, in the final of the McKenna Cup, we got a few injuries. So, but at the end of the day, with a lot of lads, it's been trialled over the last number of weeks, so looking forward to Sunday.
Yeah, and you know, as you said, quite a few lads trialled and still did well in the McKenna Cup, got to the final. The only game you lost was in the group games, was to Tyrone, and there was a little bit of controversy about that as well, and just a point in it in the end. So quite a lot learned in those first few weeks.
Yes, Tom. Yes, Emma, they were great games, you know, and you can't beat games, especially competitive games. And Tyrone and ourselves in both the McKenna Cup games, the game in the group stages and the final, were played at a real fast pace, and it was good for, I'm sure it was good for Tyrone as well as for Derry, and you don't know players till you play in that intensity, and the games were played at very intense for this time of year, especially towards the end of January. But it was good that you get to know lads a lot better, and a game's as good as a number of training sessions. Hard to beat the games.
And tell me, looking at the league overall, you know, back down in Division 2, obviously, you know, Derry will be one of those counties that would like to be up playing in Division 1. Is that the objective this year, to get back up, or is it a case of consolidating, given that it's new management and a lot of new players?
Well, I know Damien has said from the start he's very interested, and the first thing you have to think about is holding your position, in Division 3, because we know it's a money also championship. There's five teams from the province in it, on top of Meath, Galway, and Laois. So it's a very competitive league. Well, at the end of the day, we want to get points on the board and try to consolidate our position in Division 2. And towards the end of the league, if we are in a position to push for promotion, we certainly will try.
Yeah, and three of those games at home, Fermanagh tomorrow, Galway, Meath, and, you have three tough ones away, Tyrone, Laois, Armagh and Cavan.
Yes, tough. As I say, we finished up, we drew the short straw with four games away, and you know, they're all difficult, no matter if they're home or away, and this is going to be a very competitive league, absolutely. There'll be a number of counties within that. Division 2 will feel they're good enough to push on to Division 1. So, yeah. You know, at the end of the day, Tom, the key here, as I said earlier, is to get points on the board to consolidate our position in Division 2, because if you have a bad start, you can find yourself really trying, searching for points towards the end of the league, and they'll not be forthcoming towards the end of the league, you can be sure of that.
So obviously Fermanagh tomorrow, a formidable challenge, had a good championship last year in the qualifiers, and obviously you'll want to get off the ground tomorrow, up and running with 2 points.
Absolutely, and you know, Fermanagh will be feeling the same. Fermanagh will not be in any way intimidated by Derry. I can assure you that Fermanagh will be very confident coming to Celtic Park. Fermanagh's and Derry games during recent times can go either way. Fermanagh finished off the year brilliantly last year. Great run in the qualifiers. You say they were beaten in the Ulster Championship semi-final by Monaghan, but they regrouped and they had a marvellous run through the back door, beaten strong counties on the way till the All-Ireland quarter-final. And we all know that the display they put up in Croke Park against Dublin, scoring 2.15. So any county that can score 2.15 against Dublin, they have to be respected. And you can be sure Derry is given Fermanagh the utmost of respect tomorrow.
And you said, unfortunately, you picked up a couple of injuries last week, Enda Lynn and Brendan Rogers. What's the state of play with those two?
Enda broke his ankle, so Enda's going to be out maybe up to 3 months, Tom. So Enda has been playing absolutely brilliant from the start of the year. He's been a great lad, great player. Going to be an awful miss to us, but please God we can get him back again on the fold later on in the league or whatever. We're hoping that he'll be back ready for the championship. And Brendan Rodgers picked up a nasty gash in the mouth and towards the cheekbone last weekend against Tyrone in the very first ball throw-in. So Brenton's going to need a few weeks to get that healed up. So, and we have another few number of injuries at the moment, and we're not too sure. Let's get to play for tomorrow, but there's going to be a few lads, I'm sure, now going to be able to field tomorrow. But that's when you need the strength and depth, Tom. And lads are going to be put to the test, and you'll know where you're at by the end of this league, where players stand at.
Yeah. And tell me, can we expect to see a few new faces tomorrow?
Yes, there'll be a few new faces, Tom. Yes, there'll be a few new faces in Celtic Park tomorrow. You can be sure of that. So that's great to see, and hard a bit bringing in a few new faces. It lifts the whole, lifts everybody. And as I say, that Damien was very keen when he started off trialing to give lads an opportunity. And if you showed in the trial, you're going to get the opportunity to play for Derry. So there will be a few new lads playing tomorrow.